Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dotes, the executive director of the Connecticut Restaurant Association. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
How are you? Is the question. Who cares about us?
Yeah, we're fine.
We're fine.
I'm doing better. I'm doing better than a lot of our other conversations. As you guys have been a part of this for such a long time. Looking forward to now. Obviously, May 1st is a big day, but May 19th is an even bigger
day. Yeah.
You know, before we get to the labor stuff, because we have a ton of questions on that. But what is, you know, what is the Restaurant Revitalization Grant Program, and how does it differ from like the PPP or what have you? And how can restaurants, you know, get in on the help?
Yeah, so the Restaurant Revitalization Fund is part of the American Rescue Plan through President Biden and legislator down in D.C. And it is a specific grant program for our industry, something we have been asking for really since the pandemic hit. So every restaurant, brewery, anybody that really does food, you have caterers, anybody that has the food and bev element to what they do is eligible. And so we've been doing webinars, working, it actually goes through the SBA, the Small Business Administration,
right,
working with Catherine Marks and the Small Business Development Center of Connecticut. Their team there has been phenomenal as well. And trying to get as many of our Connecticut restaurants to apply for the grant. It is based on what money you've lost from 2020 versus 2019. You have to subtract the PPP funding that you've received.
Okay. So they could be they could be made whole by this?
I wouldn't say I think whole is probably a stretch.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's more dollars. You know, the PPP funding, as you guys know, went to kind of payroll, especially the first draw, and didn't help them offset the debt that they carried. These dollars is purely a grant. You don't have to go through a bank. It's not a forgivable loan. It's actually a grant.
Okay.
You just have to spend it on their business and over the next 2 years. So it's substantial. I think as of yesterday, 186,000 restaurants across the country had applied. So, you know, we're just doing everything we can because as people have asked me, even the governor said, well, how much of that money is going to come back to Connecticut? And I said, well, that all depends. It's a first come, first serve program. So as many Connecticut restaurants that apply at the top of the list, it's kind of like getting concert tickets, that, you know, whether that's fair or not, that's the way the SBA set up this program. So I'm just, you know, they opened up on Monday with applications this week, and we're just trying to help, you know, all the restaurants through really no cost, through our accountants, right, through our bookkeepers, through anybody, through SBA, to help them get their application in and get as much of those dollars back to Connecticut as we can.
Scott, you know, are there certain, what do you need to be able to qualify for these grants? Are there restrictions?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is, you know, it's really targeted at definitely some smaller businesses, and also you have to be down a lot. So to sit there and go, hey, you can't be a corporately owned restaurant. You can't be a large franchise. You have to have less than 20 locations. Okay. But then also, you have to subtract your PPP. So when you look at, you know, if you're only down, you probably have to be down about over 30% is kind of where the magic number is for you to be eligible.
Okay.
And even if you're only down that much, it's not a lot of grant dollars. It is still dollars. But yeah. The people that are down 50, 60, 70, some of the Hartford, New Haven, Stamford area restaurants that were hit so hard have a higher percentage of getting significant dollars to help those businesses. And that's why it's so important. And there's a target also to help, you know, women-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses, and minority-owned businesses. And that's also another target, too, that we're trying to do our part to get to them, to say, hey, you have your preference. You're kind of put to the top of the list if you apply and you're eligible. But you can't be like a pizza place that's like only down 5% or maybe even like close to being break even. You're not going to receive the funding, because when you do the math and how you show the difference, there's not going to be dollars for
right.
you. So it's definitely targeted at the harder hit restaurants, which it should be, and helping these businesses get back on their feet.
Yeah, hope that they hung on long enough to get it.
I mean,
a lot of businesses had to shutter, unfortunately, before this program came out, which is a little disappointing. Scott Dolch, the executive director of the Connecticut Restaurant Association. I mean, we've talked about the anecdotal evidence everywhere. You know, I mean, I went by Bar Taco the other day. They're $20 an hour for people to work there. You got May 19th coming, and these restaurants need to ramp up. I mean, what is going on with the labor shortage in your industry?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. It's actually going on in all of our industries, I think, but obviously it's targeted. People notice it in our industry probably more so. We're in a situation where we've never been in probably the history of the restaurant industry, where, you know, coming out of a pandemic, seeing that light of May 19th at the end of the tunnel, you know, the last numbers we saw, we were about 30,000 jobs still not filled to get back to pre-COVID 2019 numbers all at once. So every restaurant is looking at it going, okay, well, I've tried to do short staff. I'm at 50% capacity. I can't do – well, now it's like I need to get my staff back in so I can start to run a restaurant like I know how to, and everyone's doing that. So everyone's trying to hire at once. There's other factors that are in play. You're seeing, you know, other governors that are getting very unique with ways to encourage people back into the workforce.
Right,
and that's what we're
right.
trying to do our part as well, because, you know, we're trying to bring back 20 to 30,000 people would be open. Yeah. I mean, I think every restaurant around the state, if you ask them, they're all desperate trying to find people, and they'll hire anybody. It's an opportunity for anybody that has been without a job. And also, like you said, they're paying extremely high, you know, more so than they ever have.
Trying
to get that workforce in so they can run their business close to normal, as normal can be here, you know, coming out of the end of this pandemic.
Well, sadly, Scott, we're out of time. Wish you guys best luck. One of the best days of the year is coming up, and that's Mother's Day, which is a big dining out occasion. Hey, listen, Scott, thanks for being on. We will talk again.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.